Let us now read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7, the verses 24 through 29. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words. Words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. When Jesus concluded his address, the crowd burst into applause. They had never heard teaching like this. It was apparent that he was living everything he was saying, quite a contrast to their religion teachers. This was the best teaching they had ever heard. May the scripture readings of this morning speak to all of us and reveal to us a God that deeply loves us with a love that will never, never let us go. Have you heard what happened at the gala performance of a famous orchestra? Well, one of the movements featured a flute solo that was to be played as if coming from a great distance. So the conductor instructed the flutist to stand way off stage and where he was to count the measures precisely in order to come in at the exact moment, since the conductor and the soloist would not be able to hear and see each other. So on the performance night, when the time came for the flute solo, the flutist began exactly at the right moment. The fine, lilting tones floated out beautifully. Then suddenly there was a pinching, sour note, and the soloist went silent for the rest of the piece. The conductor, of course, was outraged, and at the end of the performance, he rushed off stage to find that poor flutist. But the flutist was still trembling. "Oh, maestro," he said, "before you say anything, let me tell you what happened. You know, I came in accurately and everything was going beautifully, when suddenly this enormous stage hand behind the curtain ran up, grabbed away my flute, pushed me back saying, 'Quiet, you idiot! Don't you know there's a concert going on out there?'" So you see, adversity and storms are part of your daily lives. In spite of the preparation, the unforeseen still happened at that concert. You and I understand something about that. Often problems come our way even when we do not ask for it. Unexpectedly, you just face a situation that you never expected. Currently, we are helplessly watching how the entire west coast of our country is changing color. as the deepest drought in more than a century unfolds. Snowstorms wreak havoc and disrupt lives up north. You know, we hear about these things, but something happens that we seldom talk about. The hopes and the dreams of so many of our fellow Americans are at stake. There, around California, no crops there. Terrible. It's not only the drought, it's their pocketbooks, it's their way of living, it's their style of living. You know, and all that unscheduled and unexpected events are stark reminders that our plans and schedules can easily change without prior notice and without our own doing. When Jesus concluded his magnificent Sermon on the Mount, he stated that our lives, in order to be durable, must have a foundation as solid as rock. So in fact, you and I are building our very own personal building, our lives. The foundations of life consist of the ground upon which you and I build our lives. Either you build your life on the rock, or you build it on sand. There is no other option given to us. In the first example, Jesus said that the wise man came and he built his house on rock. You know, he was a prudent man. He was an intelligent man. It was not a solitary rock, not one small cluster of rocks, but it was a large cliff, a mountain on which he built. And then the master storyteller mentions another type of soil, sand. He said, but if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in, the winds howled, the waves came up, and that house collapsed like a house of cards. Let's take a closer look at these two houses. When finished, they looked and appeared exactly the same. Jesus didn't say, that was a beautiful house, that was not. Outwardly, you looked at them, they looked the same. Jesus did not say that one of them looked like a jury-rigged contraption, a shack or lean-to, while the other looked like a mansion. No. According to the Bible, as far as we can tell, the two houses looked exactly the same. But yet there was a problem. What was that problem? The problem was the foundation on which they stood. Nobody could see it, but that's where it was. Choice, not chance, determines human history, destiny. The foundation on which you and I choose to build determine our entire lives. A life built on shaky soil will be an unstable life. The foundations of life consist of the ground upon which you and I build. Whether you're a teenager, an adult, or a senior citizen, you are always building a foundation. And the storms of life confront every human being. I know from experience, you know, a half a century in a pulpit somewhere in the world does give you some experience. I can assure you that. The storms of life touches many lives. We cannot see in each other's hearts, but I am willing to bet, if that was not illegal, I'm willing to bet that there are people in this church who are wrestling with situations that they do not know how to control. Uncertainties, doubt, that's so human. Jesus said that the suddenness of the storm surprised everybody. Suddenly there was the storm, and both the wise man and the foolish man, that it matters not your educational background, your place or position, your prestige, life's storms eventually confront all of us. You may be upper class, middle class, low class, or no class. Storms are no respecters of persons. And look at the intensity of the storm. Bible says, rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house because it had been founded on a rock. Sounds so familiar for so many of us. We are not exempt from the storms of life. They are so much a part of life as breathing for all of us. No exceptions. We know storms. So these words of Jesus are foundational words. Words worthy to build a life on. The stability of life always depends on its foundation. All the materials one uses in building are important. The brick, the cinder block, the wood, the nails. However, the material is not as important as the foundation. That is so comforting, because he tells me perfectly, deep inside, my life does not rest on my weak physical frame. It rests on the rock on which I stand. The wise builder does not get the credit for his durable construction. The credit goes to the rock. And all we have to show about that rock, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the truth of Christ. Christ himself is the rock on which we stand. It's such an awful moment when a seeking person discovers that the props, the foundation on which he has blindly rested so long, are indeed rotten. When it begins to feel the nothingness of tradition, and in that horrible insecurity also begins to doubt where there is anything to believe at all. That's what pastors will tell you, and people who work in confidence with people. That they come in and they say, I've got nothing to live for anymore. My foundation has crumbled. I don't know what I believe. Somebody said so recently. He said, I don't know what to believe anymore. Because we have now have a mixed society. We have so many people that belong to other faiths. Not only different Christian organizations, but other faiths. We live in a time when Hindus and Muslims, Christians, go out and dine together, marry one another. We are living in changing times. So the implication is obvious. His truth is the one foundation upon which we can safely build our lives. There is one truth that is always true. It will never vary, never shift like the desert sands. It will remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why we came to church this morning, and last week, and next week, to visit our foundation, to test ourselves in God's mirror with the question, am I still standing on the rock? Am I still that young kid of 15 years old many years ago on the other side of the world? When I was asked to say when I became a member of a church. I know now that I didn't even understand the implications of that. It's so long ago. So very long ago. You need to discover the rock. You need to look at your own foundation. Because the Bible says that will remain the same. Like God's love for us. Yesterday. Today and forever. And once when we have placed our heavy load on the foundation. That foundation. Our faith. Our personal faith. Only then we shall stand secure when the winds and rains and floods of error, of fear and doubt and self-reproach beat upon us. In faith, we are standing on a rock. Sometimes, don't know about you, but I tremble on that rock. Oh yeah, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Tremble, tremble. I've got nothing to brag with. But I know one thing for sure. That rock on which I placed my life will never, never tremble under us, under you, under me. It all boils down to one thing. There comes a time when all of us must reach out beyond our human little things and test the foundation on which we are building our lives. Simple advice, biblical advice. You heard it from different sides this morning. Follow. Follow Jesus Christ, our Lord, His teachings. Follow it, and you will never, never lose your way. You will never get lost. Your house will never crumble. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand.